In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. I'd like to get you all bubbly this week with an adorable comic strip character song. This is a novelty song recorded...
Wait. Aren't all your songs novelty?
No.
Oh, I'm just curious. Oh, okay.
Just sit there.
Okay.
I will not comment on yours if you don't start commenting on mine. You started it. Now it's war. Oh. War. May I start over again, my love?
No, just play the darn song, will you?
This is a novelty song recorded in 1966 by the Royal Guardsmen and was released in 1966 and made number 2 on the Hot 100. Here's Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men have never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died, now they're buried together on the countryside. Germany. Now Snoopy had sworn that he'd get that man, so he asked the great pumpkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight. While the Baron was laughing, he got him in his sight.
Now, you have to like that song because it's German, and you are German. So don't make any comments about Snoopy versus Red Baron.
Okay.
Did you know in 1962, Norma Jean Mortensen dies of an overdose of barbiturates at the age of 36?
Hmm.
Do you know who she is?
No.
You may know her as Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
And Elton John later immortalized her in his song, Candle in the Wind.
Oh, how about that?
Isn't that interesting?
And then Elton John sang that song again, changed the words for Princess Di.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that, that's something, I didn't know that. I learned something new.
See?
I did not know Marilyn Monroe was Norma Jean Mortensen.
I wonder why she changed her name. Anyway, I know it's going to be hard for me to outdo that last wonderful number, but I'm going to try.
What, Snoopy and his airplane?
That made number 2. Okay.
Mm.
Anyway, I'm going to try. So I'm going to try and step it up a notch, okay?
Well, yeah. What did this come in as?
Well, this is a rock song written by John Kay and Rushton Murith from the Canadian-American rock band Steppenwolf. I didn't know they were Canadian.
Okay.
The song was initially released in 1968. It was their lead single from the album, peaking at number 3 in the U.S., and stayed in the charts for 16 weeks. The single version is also much shorter than the album version, with a running time of 2 minutes and 55 seconds, and the album version is only 4 minutes and 25 seconds long.
Oh my God. And it came in number 3, did you say?
Maybe.
And mine was number 2, and you were laughing at it?
You know why? Because you won't let me play the long version. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Okay, well, let's jump into our VW van and take a magic carpet ride.
Are you going to get Magic Kiss to come and clean your magic carpet?
Ooh, very good.
It just came to me all of a sudden when I was listening. I like that song, so I must like some psychedelic stuff.
Is Magic Kiss still around yet?
No, not anymore. But I used to remember seeing the big lips and stuff when we used to drive on the tollway.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
So that just kind of came and clicked in.
Just popped into your little head.
It did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they have medication for that.
Thank you.
Anyway, believe it or not, in 1962, 90% of Americans owned a television set. How about that, huh?
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
It just blew my mind.
And even more amazing, ABC begins broadcasting in color.
So that's probably when I got my first color TV set at home.
Isn't the mighty 101.5 broadcasting in color yet? I think we are.
This is radio, my love.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Hello there. May I be blunt? Flying the USA, I find it difficult to tell one airline from another.
But that's all been changed, you know. TWA introduces Trans World Service, which gives one a taste of Europe whilst flying in the USA.
Lovely idea, don't you think?
You'll enjoy wines of the world over Washington. Continental cuisine over Colorado. Quiche Lorraine. Lovely fish and chips. Lasagna over Los Angeles. You'll hear Mozart over Missouri. You'll see foreign films over Phoenix. Great footage, Carlo. Excitingly underexposed. So ask your travel agent about Transworld Service and get a taste of Europe at 30,000 feet. What? Keep in touch!
It's the taste of Europe.
See how we tied this all together with our songs of flying with the Red Baron, Magic Carpet
you
Ride.
You betcha, absolutely.
What a difference, though, flying way back when.
I know.
And then now having to beg for a full can of pop instead of a half a glass of pop.
I know. Well, TWA is out of business. Now you know why.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the way that machine to the
1962. That's when Marine Corps General John Glenn circles the Earth three times in the Friendship 7 spacecraft.
The date, Tuesday, February 20th. The Friendship 7 flight only lasted a little under 5 hours after three orbits around the Earth.
Astronaut John Glenn is in the cockpit of the Friendship 7 spacecraft. T-minus 1 minute and counting. All systems are reported in a go condition. John Glenn reports he is ready. This is Mercury Control.
If he's ready, so are we. There's no need for further words or description here. This event will tell its own story. The story of the U.S. attempt to put American John Glenn in orbit.
T-minus 10 seconds and counting. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, ignition, liftoff.
And then on October 29th, 1998, then-Senator John Glenn became the oldest man to go back into space at the age of 77, way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by New and Improved, New and Improved. Yes, now New and Improved is new and improved. This amazing new product doesn't do anything, but now it's even newer and more improved than ever. Just buy a box of our New and Improved, New and Improved, and if you don't agree it's newer and more improved than ever, then tough noogies.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, that's funny. Imagine a world where we're all happy together.
Peace and love, baby.
Yeah. This is a 1967 song that was released as a single in February 1967, and the song knocked the Beatles' Penny Lane out of the number one slot for 3 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100. It's this group's only chart topper in the United States. Here's the Turtles and Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, it ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together.
I can't see me loving nobody but you.
wonder how they toss the dice. It had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. The dice, it had to be the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together, so happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together, so happy together.
I actually do like that song. It's a very good song. But you know, now that we're all happy together, let's fan the flames of romance.
Ooh, and I'm not even having a hot flash.
Here is a song by The Doors, which was recorded in August 1966 and released in January 1967. It was performed live by The Doors on The Ed Sullivan Show. Now, The Doors were asked to change the line, "Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher," as the sponsors were uncomfortable with a possible reference to drugs. Duh.
Duh.
The band agreed to do so and did a rehearsal using the amended lyrics, "Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Better." But guess what happened on the live broadcast when Jim Morrison sang the song? He sang the original words. And Ed Sullivan, if you look closely at the TV clip, did not shake Jim Morrison's hand as he left the stage. And that pretty much ended their career with Ed Sullivan.
Why not? I mean, okay. He said he would, and he didn't.
He must have forgot, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's true. With all those drugs done,
yeah,
his mind wasn't all clear. Yeah.
Let's enjoy "Light My Fire."
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. If I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. The time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my
Had to blow a bubble.
Okay.
This seems like bubblegum music to me because I love both your songs this week.
Oh, I got to change that next time.
Definitely. then you better get ready because I'm going out the door next time.
I got a good one. Okay. Now, do you realize that in 1962, Polaroid introduces color film that prints will be developed in 60 seconds?
Wow. Really?
Isn't that amazing?
Wow, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's cool.
Okay.
I mean, nowadays you got 1 hour at Walgreens.
Nance, people don't develop stuff anymore. They print them on a computer.
Oh, well, we go to Walgreens. Okay. Come on, baby. Follow me to my next song. This song was written and sung by an artist born as Robin Peter Smith and is now Crispian St. Peters.
I'm sure that's not a fake name at all, is it?
No, he must be related to George Hamilton because he's real crispy.
Where's a rim shot? I need a rim shot.
He's from England and was best known for his work in the 1960s, particularly his 1966 hits. You Were on My Mind, and this one, namely, The Pied Piper.
You, with your masquerading, and you, always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, baby. Follow me, I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me, I'm the Pied Piper. I'll show you that it's high. Come on, baby, can't you see? I'm the Pied Piper. Trust in me, I'm the Pied Piper. I'll show you. Your life has tricked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on, baby, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me, I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at. Come on, baby, can't you see? I'm the Pied Piper. Trust in me. I'm the Pied Piper.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.